The crew from Leadership York County, they're in the studio because they are about to wrap up their year of learning, and they've got a big project coming down the pipeline. We have Alicia Dash and Milena Maturo, who are, I guess, again, part of the class of 2025. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We know, ladies, because we've been through this program, a big part of doing Leadership York County is you have to have a project that will benefit the community. And we learned about one of your projects, which was an indoor, like a putt-putt experience that took place during the Come See Me Festival. And Milena, what was the turnout there? And kind of just describe the setting for us.
Sure. We were at the Mill Room in the Lowenstein Building on Saturday, April 5th. So it was a very busy day in Rock Hill. We were competing with volleyball tournaments. It was crazy. But we had a really great turnout. We had about 80 people registered. We had people walking up with their families in between tournaments saying, hey, I want to play. So it was a good day. And we're excited to kind of move on to the next phase of our project. And that was just, number one, trying to raise some money. And we've realized that food insecurity is such a huge deal here in York County, I mean, all around the country. So that was just part one of what we were planning on doing.
And then the organization that you all are partnering with is who exactly?
Pilgrims Inn.
Okay.
Yes.
And Alicia, did that come together just after listening to, because the class all kind of when they get together, they kind of talk about issues that are impacting the community. So once you all looked at food insecurity, then how did y'all come by the way of Pilgrims Inn, or what was that relationship like?
Yeah, so we really realized that there was a big need here in York County. And so we were trying to figure out who would be some good partners that we could partner up with to not only fundraise for, but could also do a really cool project. And Mel and I are here to tell you about that. So Pilgrims Inn was certainly one that was willing to work with us. And so we're super excited about this opportunity and looking forward to really partnering with them throughout the next couple months and really seeing the work pay off throughout the year and hopefully years to come. Mm-hmm.
So phase two and in moving into partnering with Pilgrims Inn is a food drive,
yes.
But it's kind of two parts. There's a drive and then there's little free pantries.
Yes. So our food drive kicked off April 5th and it runs through May 5th. People can drop off non-perishable food items. And also we're kind of trying to push out hygiene items too. I mean, there's a need for a lot of things. It's not just food. And they can drop off their items at any York County library. So Rock Hill, Clover, mm-hmm. Lake Wylie, Fort Mill, York, any of the locations. There is a box that's wrapped in blue with a flyer on it. It should be by the front door. So anybody can go and drop their things off in the box. And our class is taking turns to go and pick those items up, bring them to Pilgrims Inn. They're tracking all of that for us to see how much stuff we actually have had donated. And obviously that's during the library hours. But if you can't find the box, the library staff will be happy to help say, hey, it's over there in the corner.
Don't put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
With the books.
But we're just needing the community's help. There really is a need. I was just telling Alicia I had stopped at one of the libraries to check and see if there was anything in the box yet. And there was a family at the blessing box that was outside. So there really is a need for this. And she was there with her children. So we just wanted to come on and just kind of push it out there. Hey, the community needs your help.
And they go through this so quickly on daily.
Yeah.
Like this is making a huge impact, but this food will be gone pretty quickly, mm-hmm. what you all raised during this month time. I mean, just think about what it's like in your home and what you consume, and just imagine every single day having to go to the grocery store to restock your shelves in your house. I mean, it was an eye-opening experience when we've gone there to cover stories and the pantry looks full and they're like, oh, this will last us maybe 2 days.
2 days, and then it will look bare again.
And that's it. So I know they're so appreciative of organizations and the help from the community. What are some examples that folks can pick up when they're at the grocery store and then drop off at the libraries?
Canned goods, cereal, soups, anything like that. Things that are quick and easy for families to kind of prepare for their family. I mean, think about boxed mac and cheese. Think about the kids too. any kind of healthy snack. We don't
granola
want,
bars.
Yeah, we don't want any kind of, you know, the kids love sugary stuff, but any kind of healthy thing that we can get in their bodies obviously is super important. But again, and hygiene products, anything you can think of, there's a need for it all.
And then in addition to the food drive, Alicia, this year's York County Leadership York County class is also doing a little free pantry. Now, we're familiar with the Little Free Library. Is it in the same vein as that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So it's very similar to the libraries, which we're pretty all familiar with. So the pantries will look similar in terms of a box located in an accessible area. They'll be available 24/7 for folks to come up, and we'll be taking the supplies that we raise and we collect throughout the next month. In addition to if folks want to contribute to Pilgrims Inn throughout the year, they can also do that, or they can restock the pantries themselves, similarly to dropping off your books that you just read. So there'll be pantry boxes, they'll be available, folks can come up to them, grab what they need, and have it available to them 24/7.
Are you just refilling the little free pantries that are already available, or are y'all putting out a new one?
Great question. So we are partnering up with J.M. Cope, who is going to be constructing the little free pantries for us. So we've got three that we're putting out. The locations are going to be, again, the library has been a great partner to us. So we're going to have one at the York Public Library located on East Liberty Street. We'll have one at the Rock Hill Library, which is on East Black Street, and then also at Trinity Baptist Church located on Crawford Road. And so over the next couple weeks, the boxes will be constructed, then we'll install them, and they'll be available at the beginning of May.
This is a fantastic project. Mm-hmm. This is a
great.
Good one.
We're really excited. It's an ongoing one, and yeah. One that you or, you know, past York County or Leadership York County alumni can help y'all stock. I mean, this is something that your class will take pride in. And, you know, I feel like y'all will go and restock it if you drive by one and see that it's empty. And then it's also something that you can challenge other Leadership York County alumni to also do. So it's a great project.
So, again, the 2025 Leadership York County class, they wrapped up part one of their class project. That was an indoor glow-in-the-dark putting experience. At that event, folks could have dropped off, you know, non-perishable food items and or raising funds to continue the second part of their project, which is this food drive that's going on now through May the 5th. And as Alicia just mentioned, they're partnering with J.M. Cope, and they're building three little free pantries that will be located throughout York County. And those things will always hopefully be stocked. So if you see one empty, if you're at the grocery store, swing by, pick something up, and drop it off. Because to your point, Milena, when you drive by them, you see folks opening the door, getting something out of it, which a couple of reactions you have, right? Like, wow, this is remarkable that they're able to get food. And the other part is like, it's sad. Like, how would they get food if this wasn't here?
Right.
Where would that meal come from? So kudos to this year's Leadership York County class for understanding the need here and then partnering with Pilgrims Inn, which I know they're appreciative as well, getting their message out there. So take part again in this food drive, April the 5th. It started then through May the 5th, and we'll continue to let folks know about that as we get closer to May the 5th. Milena and Alicia, thank you both very much. We appreciate it. And here's fantastic graduation for the 2025 Leadership York County class.
Thank you.